From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Israel has called it an act of war. The capture of two Israeli soldiers by Hezbollah guerrillas from Lebanon has led to a day of intense fighting. At least 8 Israeli soldiers have been killed. Israeli warplanes have attacked dozens of targets in Lebanon, including roads and bridges. At least 2 Lebanese civilians have been reported killed. The leader of Hezbollah says the captured soldiers will only be released in return for prisoners in Israeli jails. Israel says it will not negotiate.
NPR's Linda Gradstein is near the Lebanese border, and she joins us now. Linda, what is happening there?
Well, there's still some fighting across the border. There's a lot of outgoing Israeli artillery. Residents of northern Israel all along the border were told to spend the night in bomb shelters because Israeli officials said they are fearing more Katyusha rocket and mortar attacks from Hezbollah in south Lebanon. Israeli military officials say that they are going to continue attacking targets in south Lebanon. I just spoke to a senior army officer, the head of operations for the Northern Command, and he said every target in Lebanon is a legitimate target.
So does the Israeli military expect that this will be a long operation?
Well, they say they're hoping that it won't be, but Israel has already called up a reserve division to put it on alert. Now Israel's fighting on two fronts, Gaza and Lebanon. And Israel says that it's going to do whatever it needs to get those two captured soldiers back. And they certainly expect it to last at least for several days, perhaps several weeks.
In Beirut, Hezbollah leader Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah proposed a prisoner swap for the captured Israelis. Is that likely to happen?
Israeli officials say that it will not happen. In the news conference, he said that what Hezbollah did today was the only feasible path to free detainees from Israeli jails. And he also said that the operation had been planned for 5 months. The Lebanese government said that it had no prior knowledge of the operation and said it was not responsible. Israel has been saying that it does hold the Lebanese government responsible. Hezbollah is part of the Lebanese government. The United States as well, President Bush, issued a fairly harsh statement condemning the attack in the strongest terms and saying the United States holds Syria and Iran, which have provided long-standing support for Hezbollah, responsible, and called for the two soldiers' immediate and unconditional release. The statement also said that the attack was an affront to the sovereignty of the Lebanese government and threatens Lebanon's security.
Now, again, this latest flare-up in violence comes as Israel is operating in Gaza, trying to find a captured Israeli soldier there and stop rocket fire. Linda, can Israel fight a war on two fronts?
Well, Israeli military officials say that they can. They say that's why they're calling up the reserves. And the senior military officer that I spoke to, Colonel Boaz Cohen, said, quote, "We're strong enough and we will be able to do it, and you will see it in the next few days." So Israel says that they are going to do, you know, whatever they need to and step up the attacks in Lebanon. Reports from Lebanon say that at least 2 civilians were killed when Israel bombed a bridge, and at least 1 Hezbollah guerrilla was also killed.
And when he says you'll see it in the next few days, what is he talking about? What is it that you might see?
Well, I think what he's saying is that Israel will continue its military operation in both Lebanon and in Gaza. This is the most tension and the most violence and the highest losses to Israel since Israel pulled out of South Lebanon in May of 2000 after decades of an Israeli occupation in South Lebanon. And many of the people that I spoke to in the north today said, well, Israel needs to go back and take over at least part of South Lebanon in order to stop this Katyusha rocket fire.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
That was NPR's Linda Gradstein.